This is JJ. This is the Lone Star Barn Burner Hockey Podcast, BS3 Network. We are live. And as of this recording, this show right now, we are just a few short hours away from either taking a 2-1 series lead with the Dallas Stars or being down 2-1 in the 7-game series. And these Dallas Stars, they were headed
to Seattle. They're already there now. They headed there yesterday.
They're poised to take on the Kraken in back-to-back games with a day in between them. So they play tonight, they have a day off tomorrow, and they play the next day. So this is going to be a quick and short episode for you. As most of my solo ones are, because I don't want to run it into the ground, really. You know what? I wouldn't be surprised for another Lone Star Barn Burner, man. The Stars decided last game that they wanted to dominate, and they did just that. And to be quite honest with you, man, that's exactly what they're going to have to do against Seattle tonight. They need to take a stranglehold of the game. They need to outshoot Seattle. They need to outhit Seattle. They need to keep the puck in Seattle's zone and not give up the puck as much as they have been known to do. I don't know if that means that they need to not pass so much. I don't know if that means they need to be a little more careful with their passes. I don't really know what it means, but they need to do better with the puck. And they need to pass with precision. I know I'm completely contradicting myself from one of the last, if not the last show I did, where I said they need to not look for the pretty passes, but man, maybe they should against Seattle. The one person that comes to mind when I think of Seattle again right now is Yanni Gourde. So you might want to surround him and keep him occupied, maybe. And for that matter, Schultz, you know, those guys are all dangerous. But then again, this Seattle team is a team that can come at you from all angles. So it's best if you play the geometric game, man, and just make sure you have all the angles, because they can hit you from just about anywhere. I don't know what that means in terms of defense, but just clamp down on the puck, you know. If you can force Seattle into the mistakes, then you can capitalize on them. Seattle, as we know, is a team that loves to force people into mistakes, and they jump on them like a hungry dog to a steak. And that's the makings of a good hockey team, you know. Once again, they are unproven, they are new, they are 2 years old. That's still a hard pill for me to swallow. They're only 2 years old. Like, seriously. It has me even thinking that I'm not even right as to how old they actually are. But, you know, they're still, like I said, a new expansion team. And, you know, they've probably got a little bit more of a bright future ahead of them. And I say it with this in mind. Minnesota went to the conference finals their first year, I believe. Vegas, Stanley Cup finals. And the most recent one, the Seattle Kraken, man, they missed the playoffs just barely last year. And this year they've got just the right mix of talent and hard work that, you know, they're not afraid of anybody. And that, in my mind, makes them a better expansion team than any of them. You know, for all we know, Vegas could have just rode the Lightning all the way up to the Stanley Cup Finals, you know, found the right mix and just ran with it. But Seattle has the mix of people that they can grind you out, they can outhit you, they can outmaneuver you, and like we've said before in the past episodes, man, they're a finesse team. But if you look at the hits for game one, they can outhit you too. The Stars took control of game two by out-hitting Seattle. And scoring early, and they're going to have to keep doing that. I hate saying it that way, but they're going to have to be the aggressor. They really are. Does Dallas have the means to do that in a sustained manner? I don't know. Guys like Sagan, Rupe Hintz, Johnston even, you know, those are all speed guys. I would need Ty Dellandrea to step up. Maybe Wyatt needs to throw hands. I don't know. But, you know, somebody other than Hawk and Paw has to do it. By the way, did you see the hit on Jamie Oleksiak by Jamie Benn? Last game, there was a hit where Jamie Benn just obliterated Jamie Oleksiak and their former teammates. And you could see the smile on Ben's face. And it was like, haha, I got you. It was funny to see. Yeah. That's how you know that the Stars are going to do well, when Jamie Benn and everybody just comes at you. It's going to be a good game. They need that. They need that here tonight. They need that here on Tuesday, or there on Tuesday, whatever you want to say. I say here in, you know, in the moment, not actually at this location, just to clarify. But, you know, they need to keep everybody in front of Jake. Jake cannot do everything himself, so the defense needs to be spot on. They need to not let Seattle stay in the zone for an extended period of time, because, like I've said, and like we've beaten into the ground, me specifically, you know, they can get you from just about anywhere. We need to put Oleksiak, we need to put the hard hitters, all of them, on the ice. We need to put them up against the glass. We need to paste them into the glass and make them part of the arena. That's the only way they're going to keep the pressure on the Seattle Kraken. The Kraken are young, they're reckless, they're hungry, and it makes for a very volatile combination. The team is volatile, and, you know, what we've noticed from Colorado is, you know, they in my mind anyway, they go streaky. Sometimes they score, sometimes it appears as though their offense is dried up. And for me, in my estimation, the Stars are kind of the same way. The other night when they played game one, Joe Pavelski was the only offense. And that was because they were wise to Robertson. They had Robertson double teamed and whatever the case may be. Excuse the noise, if you heard any. Robertson was double teamed and triple teamed and whatever else. He just couldn't get to the puck, whatever the case. He might have been in his own head towards the end of the game, who knows. But, you know, everything happened game two that very much felt like Stars hockey. You know, they dominated the physical department and did what they had to do. Now, okay, look, we're going to go back to that. We're going to revisit the game, and we're going to see that Wyatt Johnston scored the first goal in the 4-2 victory. Dadonov scored the second goal, and Cartier scored for Seattle, and then Pavelski found himself back on the board. Sagan scored to begin the third, at 10:59. Eberle scored for Seattle at 16:32. Your three stars of the game were Wyatt Johnston, Jake Oettinger, and Tyler Sagan. Okay, so here's the way this game panned out. The Stars outshot them 37-27. They won most of the faceoffs at 68.8%. Dallas had three power play opportunities. They scored on one. That's 33%. They need to do better on power play. They only gave Seattle one. Seattle went 0-1. Great job to kind of hamper the penalties. Penalties in the minutes went in favor of
I don't know how you look at this. If you're looking for more penalty minutes, Seattle got the advantage there. But obviously, in my mind, you want to go less. So Seattle had 10 penalty minutes. The Stars had 6. The hits were still in favor of Seattle. The Stars did better. They didn't get 9. They got 32. That still irks me the other night. So the Stars are going to have to hit. Because look, Seattle's ready, willing, and able. 45 hits to 32. Seattle had 13 blocks. Stars had 10. 7 giveaways for the Kraken. The Stars had 16. They need to limit the giveaways. Puck pursuit. To further it, 5 takeaways for the Kraken. 11 for the Stars. The only time... Yeah, the only time they had more shots, the Kraken, that is, than the Stars, was the third period. First period, 11-5 in favor of the Stars. Second period, 19-9 in favor of the Stars. Third period, 13 for the Kraken, 7 for the Stars, for a grand total of 37-27. They're going to have to hit the net and hit their enemies fast, hard, and often. Now, I know you're looking at that laughing probably because it sounded weird, but they're going to have to do that. The hits. Yeah, they just need to hit. They need to score more. They need to just do better. And whatever they did differently from game 2 over game 1 was the winning combination, because they even the series. They need to continue the momentum and, you know... Here's a bunch of what-if scenarios. What if it begins with the young guys like Wyatt Johnston? Johnston began the scoring for the last game. What if he does it again? Another what-if, if we're looking for physicality, what if somebody like Ty Dellandrea starts the hits? Or the fights, for that matter. Maybe they need to dust up a little bit, man. I don't know. But for whatever reason, the game 2 magic was a lot better than the game 1. And if my math isn't wrong, I believe the Stars right now are outscoring the Kraken 8-7. So there you go. Proof that, you know, when you funnel pucks to the net, hey, good things happen. Give Jake a break too, you know, keep the puck in Seattle zone. I cannot imagine what it's like to be that kid and trying to go game after game after game of the puck being in his zone. Like, the kid's gonna get tired out. He did in Calgary the last season. Thank God Calgary didn't thank God they didn't have us in the first round, because I'd be afraid of them again. And, you know, that's one of the very reasons I'm kind of worried about Seattle is, you know, the Stars' defense is a lot of times a thing of beauty. But at the same time, you know, their offense is streaky. So what are you going to get from them? You know, you need offensive pressure. You need defensive pressure. You need to just go after the puck. Like a shark that smells blood. Whether that happens or not, I really don't know. But I hope so. I feel a lot better about the game tonight than I did game 2. Because after game 1, I was really, really, really nervous. But you know, maybe it was a little something like this. Maybe game 1 was to feel everything out. Or see what everybody was willing to endure to get to the promised land, we'll say, which would be the end of the series. Maybe it was just that Dallas just had an oopsie and, you know, they corrected what they did wrong. I mean, I don't know. But once again, though, we need Jake to be his tip-top form. Jake, as we've said, in the pregame stuff on BS3 Network has been known to stand on his head. He's been known to steal some games. He's been known to be that guy. We need more guys to step up and be that guy, whether it's defender. Miro Heiskanen, for example, best defender on the team, supposed to be really highly touted. You know, he has the tools to be a game changer. He needs to be that game changer. Everybody knows about Rupe Hintz now. You know, last year was Jason Robertson. Rupe Hintz is doing his thing, you know, and together they're on a line with Joe Pavelski, who is doing his thing since returning from that ugly hit against Minnesota. There's no reason why that line shouldn't come back to full form. Hopefully, maybe it does. I really don't know. I'd like to see more from Marchment. Marchment has my attention because he brings high energy to the table. He brings a hunger for the puck, as does Max Domi and Dodonov. You know, that would be, I don't know. Would you call that the hunger line? I don't know. That's a little weak, but just a little thinking out loud too. But, yeah, the stars are very evenly matched, it seems like, to Seattle. And if you want some proof, let's go to the statistics real quick. By the way, they play tonight, again, 8:30. They bring a 5-3 Jake Ottinger to the table to the Stars with a 2.31 goals against, 9.21 save percentage, and one shutout. Grabauer, on the other hand, 5-4, 2.74 goals against, 9.17 save percentage. Okay, so the power play advantage goes to the Stars. They are fourth in the playoffs, 34.5. Seattle is 12.0, and they are 14th. Okay, so I was wrong on the power play. I stuttered because I was looking at penalty kill as well. Penalty kill, fourth for the Stars, 84.6. Second for Seattle. This is where they're evenly matched. Second for Seattle, they're 87.0. That's not much difference, okay? They're fairly evenly matched. Faceoff percentage goes to the Stars, which means to me they turn over the puck a lot more than they should. 58.1, first in the playoffs for the Stars. Kraken are 16th at 43.0. Goals for, 3.62, 5th for the Stars. 2.78, 11th for the Kraken. Goals against, 2.62, 4th for the Stars. 6th for the Kraken at 3.0. Let's see. Guys that are starting to heat up. Dellandrea has a goal. Glendening has a goal. Ben has a goal. Max Domi has a goal. Robertson has, does that say two? Two goals in the playoff, or in the series for him? Two goals in six games. Sorry. Misread that. And he's got 7 points in six games. So he's doing all right. Rupe Hintz has 12 points in six games. He is leading the charge. So what does that mean? You know, that those two lines. Ooh. Do I want to go into this? Yeah, I want to go into this. A while ago with K-Fitz, I had discussed putting or keeping Sagan in that line with Hintz, Robertson, Sagan. It's no secret that Mr. Robertson has had a little bit of trouble here and there. It's no secret that the young man might be a little bit streaky. So, is it because they're missing a key cog in that first line machine in Pavelski? Sagan has done his thing in replacement of Pavelski. And Pavelski looks like he's back and he's ready to go. So with that said, do you really want to keep Sagan there? Or do you want to put him back to his original line? And put Pavelski back to his original line? What if Robertson And hence, having Pavelski back changes that whole line. What if we see a little bit more fire in that offense? Age is really but a number. You know, I've said that for God knows how long, really. Age is but a number. Pavelski is showing no signs of slowing down. He has had his unfair share of head injuries in the playoffs recently. But, you know, he looks like he's back and ready to go. And that could be, and probably is, related to tip-top physical condition. And he's got Hintz and Robertson flanking him. That's a dangerous line. It really is. So maybe it's time to put Mr. Pavelski back in the mix there. What if that reinvigorates the whole offense, man? Maybe it's time to keep him there. That's really what I'm thinking. And by the way, if you want some, how can I say this? If you want some stats, I'm not a stat guy, for the most part. I am, but I'm not. I don't think they are any indication of game-changing type material. But I believe that they can show you trends, if that makes sense. The last time the Stars went for back-to-back games in Seattle, they came out with wins. So that's a plus for the Stars. However, the playoffs are definitely a different animal. We don't know how the crowd... Well, if you watch the games that Seattle's had, you know how the crowd's going to be. However, you don't know how the players are going to react. The Stars have never been there in the playoffs. And for all they know, it could be a hostile environment, so they better be ready. But yeah, I really don't know what the Stars need to do to change up things for better success against Seattle, except for maybe just grinding it out. They got to play their style of hockey, though. That's for sure. Can they do it? Absolutely. And it starts with Ottinger. It starts with a brick wall of a defense from the guys around Ottinger. And, you know, for crying out loud, keep the puck in your zone, man. Set up the attack. Instead of dumping and chasing, you know, maybe carry the puck into the zone and go at it from there. Dumping and chasing against the line with Yanni Gord in it, for example, in my opinion, is not a good idea. He's fast. He's got some good puck pursuit in him. And I don't know. It just doesn't seem like a good idea to me. So, you know, just pay attention to trends, I guess. Take it one shift at a time, 1 minute at a time, period at a time, one quarter. This is not basketball or football, dude. Take it one period at a time and just grind it out. You know, it's clear that Seattle's going to out-hit us. So, at all cost, we need to fight back. And send a message, you know. And I'm not talking about going out and targeting somebody. I'm talking about just hitting back. Simple as that. What was I going to say? I just totally blanked out. Seattle is fast. So keeping the puck away from them is going to do the Stars some good. I mean, it really is. Yanni Gord, Schultz, all those guys. That's a good group. It really is. And, you know, you're going to have to limit the penalties, make the most of the penalty kills if there are any. Let them make the mistakes and jump on them. I mean, it's just simple as that. At least from the armchair coach that I am. I mean, it looks that simple. You know, play your game. Play your style. Don't relent. And show them who you are. Pavelski, I want to see that 5 or 4 goal performance the other night, game one. I want to see that wasn't a fluke. So far, he's remained hot, as I said earlier in the show. So I want to see him continue that. I want to see the guys rally behind him. I want to see guys like Jamie Benn protect the young men like Wyatt Johnston, because Johnston is a young stud, and he is going to be a centerpiece, a valuable piece of this team for years to come. 19 years old, and he's doing his thing in the playoffs. Man, that kid has no fear. It reminds me of, even though I think they were pretty significantly different in age in their first games, it reminds me of Jake. Jake was absolutely ice cold in his debut for the playoffs. And, you know, that's kind of the stuff that I look for. Players that seem like they have no fear. And I like it. I want to see more of Beast Mode Ben. You know, that's a guy that people say hits a lot, fights a lot, makes his presence in the game known. I want to see more of Beast Mode Ben. I love it. I love the resurgence of Jamie Benn. I love that they call it the Renaissance. You know, he's doing his thing. He's scoring. He's hitting. He's just out there doing it. There's a Tyler Seguin resurgence as well. You know, he's made a little bit of noise over the last few games. I like to see that too, because those are the two most harshly criticized players because of their contracts. People think that they should be scoring every minute of every game, every shift. You know, I'm guilty of it too, but as long as they make their presence felt, that's what matters. I want to see more from Robertson. Robertson has not been doing bad. You know, he's, whenever he couldn't score a goal, he's been making plays, so that counts. Let's not get that twisted. But overall, it's trending in the right direction. I think they need to clean up the hits, you know, maybe hit a little bit harder. That would be really nice, but, you know, don't injure yourself. The thing about the hits, though, is how much are your bodies able to absorb before they just quit? You know, that's why I say hit first. Because I would be afraid that somebody is going to get hurt because of the repeated hits to the repeated same places. Whatever you want to call that. You know, it's going to come down to someday seeing somebody go down because of being hit the same way. And it's going to come down to somebody getting upset and saying they were targeted when they're actually not. You know, so the Stars need to hit a little bit more. The Stars need to keep funneling pucks on the net. And, you know, like I keep saying, park a bus in front of Grubauer. Screen him. Do whatever you can. Get him out of position. One thing that I noticed that the Stars should and could do is, you know, to have a guy in front of the net, maybe two with him, and then one to the opposite side, so that you can bait Grubauer into going to the side that's more loaded, if you know what I'm saying there. That's what they should be doing. And, you know, if you do all that, better defense, stay on the puck, stay on the attack, I think you win this game. I think you go up 2-1, the next game being on, Tuesday? And I think you're in a comfortable position. However, you know, I would like to be in a position, or I would like to see the Stars be in a position where they can breathe a little bit. And, you know, they got to take control of the puck. They got to limit the penalties, and like they have been doing, by the way. And, you know, they need to help Jake out. Those are my three keys to the game. Those are how I think they come out of the Seattle game tonight with a win. By the way, they play at 8:30, the late night game again. So, yeah, it'll be fun. Keep your eyes on BS3 Network for all the recaps and all the previews and the show, for that matter. Because BS3, as far as I'm concerned, with Dallas Stars hockey, is the place to be. And I want to thank the awesome owner of this network and all the people that make it work for the chance of doing this show. I want to thank you for listening. And I will be back Monday with my buddy K-Fitz. Thanks for listening. Go Stars.